You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 120, Social Skills. Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready? Okay, welcome to another week's episode called The Homeschool. I hope you guys are having an awesome summer. Goes by way too quickly, especially this summer for me, because it is my last summer with my boy, Porter. He leaves soon to his mission to Phoenix, Arizona. So just soaking in everything with him and all those good things. But in Mama's Members, we've had a blast this summer with the workbook of Create Your Homeschool Year with Confidence. And it has been so fun. And we've been just diving in week by week of helping you get a clear picture of what it is you want to create. And just even sparking questions of like, oh, one of my clients is new to homeschooling, right? And I said, well, what do you want to do? She was asking about my schedule, right? And I said, well, what do you want part of your schedule? And it was so cute. She's like, oh, I get to choose. I can choose what's in my schedule, and just fully taking ownership of this and just helping them break it down step by step of creating this family vision. What are their strengths and what do they value and all those beautiful things like that. And just breaking it down of like, what do they want their school to look like? And how many days a week do you want to do school? And just like breaking it down. And last week we actually plugged in the gaps of what do you want? Like, this is the style of school I like. This is the subject I want. And here's the resource for it. So last week we did all of those fun things. This week we are doing what so many people are excited about in schedule. Because so many people are like, yeah, I understand homeschooling, but what about the rest of your life? How do I take care of myself and homeschool? How do I still have a hobby? What if I work? What do I do? Like, how do I run my house or cook a meal or any of these things? So we are diving in deep into schedule. So you are not going to want to miss this in Mama's Members. The calls are recorded, so you'll have access to this. You get the workbook for free. You can download it, print it, have all of these awesome things for free, and even a free journal. Not a journal, but a planner. That's the word I'm looking for. A free planner that you can download too, so you can just really dive in and create this awesome homeschool year. So anyways, go check that out. Okay, allow me to get on my soapbox for this episode. This was making me giggle, and I felt like it needed its own episode because I just laugh at some of the comments I get from people. And so here's like Maggie's rant or whatever it is, my soapbox. Maybe that's a nicer word. So the other day I was just somewhere waiting for my daughter, and this other mom and I were in the hallway, and she had her 3-year-old daughter, and she knows my family. So she knows how many kids I have and that I homeschool and all these things. And so we were just talking and visiting, and she has 6 kids, and her youngest will be starting preschool this fall. So I was asking her like, oh, what's your plan for school this year or something like that. And she's like, this youngest one is going to be starting preschool, and I'm so excited for all of them to be gone. That could be a different rant in a soapbox, but I'm not getting on that one today. So just polite conversation, right? She then went on to tell me that how her youngest has absolutely no social skills. Those were her words. She went on to tell me how this 3-year-old will just scream at her siblings or other kids if they do something she doesn't like or touch something she doesn't want them to touch, that she'll just sit and scream and yell and can get whatever she wants by doing this behavior. She then continued to tell me what a little monster her 3-year-old is. And then she turned to me. And so she was telling me how excited she is about preschool so that her child can learn social skills and try to get rid of all these negative behaviors that she is not enjoying. Then she looks at me and says, how will you teach George social skills if he's not going to preschool? Well, I don't know, because he's locked up in my basement, so he won't learn a thing, right? Like, my children, get out of the house, just FYI. Anyway, so I laughed and I said, well, let's pretend that I wanted to learn to play guitar. And I'm going to ask you, who also doesn't know how to play guitar, like, hey, will you teach me how to play guitar? you cannot learn to play guitar from somebody who does not know how to play guitar. So I said, a three-year-old cannot learn social skills from other three-year-olds. Yes, she will have more opportunity to be social and have social interaction, but she will not learn actual social skills. Peers do a terrible job at teaching things that they know nothing about. So a baby learns languages by language, or multiple, I guess, if you're bilingual. They learn these languages just by listening. And they are surrounded by people who can talk better than them, who have a better vocabulary than them, who knows how to use sentences in the correct sentence structure, and has all these things, and they just slowly improve. My children who are musicians, they find somebody who is better at it than them, who can then teach them. I don't know if you guys have ever had this. I know this happened to my niece, that she was a really good pianist, and the piano teacher says, she surpassed me. You need to go find a better teacher now. Like, I cannot teach this anymore. And so why do we think that children of the same age with like no skills would be good at teaching social skills? Like, why can we not let this die, this urban legend, this myth? And it's so interesting, like when they're studying peers and they're studying not peers, but teenagers and all of this, when teenagers are not hanging out with adults as much and they're not hanging out with their parents or grandparents or aunts and uncles, they're actually losing their vocabulary because they are not surrounding themselves with people who know something more than them. There is no growth in this. There is no learning in this. So yes, if you go to school, you will have more opportunities to be with other kids. I cannot compete with that, nor do I actually want to. But they will not learn appropriate social skills at school. So this cute lady asking me about how in the world was I going to teach my poor sheltered four-year-old, how will he ever learn social skills? I talked to her about the difference of social interaction and social skills. I said, those are two very different things. And I talked to her about siblings. Because one thing, so I had the opportunity the other night to go with a huge group of life coaches, and it was a blast. It was super duper fun. And we all went to the life coach school and talked about everybody's life coaching business and what they're doing, what they've learned, all this. Like, it was fantastic. And I could have talked for hours with any of them, because we had a lot of the same interests. We were all the same religion. Like, we were just a lot of the same. So it was awesome. I didn't have to try to get along with any of them. But can you get along with somebody you disagree with? Now, friends, that is a social skill. That is a skill that can be taught so easily by having siblings. Because one thing about going with people that you really like I get along with my friends just fine, but my kids can't get along. Like, that's the opportunity to teach awesome social skills. Can you get along with an annoying sibling that touches your stuff? Can you get along with a big brother that pesters you? Can you get along with whatever it is, whatever is going on in your family, of teaching your kids skills of how to get along, how to create peace wherever they go, right? Whether that is walking away, whether that is like sometimes, what do boys learn sometimes when they fight? Or, I mean, girls fight too, but I mean, they probably fight more physical. Like, the things that they're learning of like what's appropriate and what's not appropriate, they are learning those actual skills with their siblings. So many of our school subjects when they were little were just little things of reading books of how to win friends and influence people, talking about what other people are interested in. We even had little books. I don't love the books, but they would talk about like Rock Brain takes over your brain and makes you just get stuck on one subject, or Was Funny Once. And you tell one joke, and so you keep telling this joke, right? Like, I got to actually teach my children skills. So like, this is such a funny idea to me that homeschool kids don't know social skills, when a lot of times they're actually the ones being taught social skills. Now, do my children have as much opportunities to just be surrounded by a bunch of random kids? No, probably not. But skills. I laugh when my kids go to a park, like anybody can become a friend. They can make friends really instantly. They're not afraid of adults. They can talk to adults. If you are not the same age as them, they don't care. As you see sometimes when like a kid's like, I only hang out with third graders because I'm in third grade, where my kids are like, I don't know what grade I'm in, but you look about the same size as me, like, let's be friends. And so it's just like when we're an adult, I don't care if my good friend is 25 or 55 or anywhere in between, because we can just find something to talk about and to get along. So why do you think like shoving these kids in with just kids of their same age, like that's not a skill. That's just an opportunity to be with other people your own age. My children are not perfect because perfection does not exist. So maybe if you know my children and you're like, oh, those are social skills. Yeah, they are. But they're not perfect, right? They may totally do things that you may find inappropriate or whatever. But that my idea wasn't to teach my children to be perfect, but to teach them skills to know how to get along with people, to respect other people's opinions, to not be afraid to speak their own opinion, to, I love that my kids can speak to adults, because I know too many cute kids who are afraid of adults. Like, adults are to be feared. Big kids are to be feared. Children smaller than you are to be bullied, or whatever it is. Like, if I'm bigger than you, I'm better than you, I'm smarter than you, or whatever it is. Like, all of those things, I don't want my kids being taught that. And those are not social skills. Those are some of the things that I get to avoid. So instead of putting my kids in a group of other kids their age and then coming out shocked that they didn't learn these amazing skills, to me, that's the same as allowing the blind to lead the blind. It's not possible. And it's going to fail because they're not really learning the skills. So I love that with homeschool, I get to actually take the time and invest in the time to teach actual skills to my children of how to be a part of the world, how to make the world a better place, instead of seeing the world like somebody should do something about it, like I can do something about this. I love that with my children with social stuff that I get to teach them to be confident with who they are. What do you love? What do you like? My husband and I have talked about that as our kids have grown up, we've been fine with like whatever hairstyle you want and tried different clothes and all these things. And that's helped our kids to be as confident as they are because they've had such a safe space to be who they are. So dear friends, if you find me and you're talking to me and you're like, how in the world will your sweet baby George learn to ever be social if he doesn't go to school? You are going to get a mouthful about how other little children cannot teach appropriate social skills. That is my rant for today, because it is still something that comes up. And I know there are so many people who tried homeschooling last year and are going forward with it this next year. And this social question weighs heavy on their heart. Like, I don't know what to do. And it is a shift that you can find opportunities for your kids to hang out with other kids and friends and neighbors and whatever it is. But your kids will not learn social skills out of school. That's what they learn in the home. And you can find opportunities for socialization. Like I've said before, my kids are not locked up in a basement. They have friends in the neighborhood, friends in the homeschool community. They're in different things with theater, with performing, with sports, church activities, all these things. They have so many opportunities to be social without the burden of homework. So that is my rant today about social skills. And if that is something that you are still worried about this coming year, think about like, how could I create opportunities for my kids to hang out with other kids? Could I be over a park day? Could I find a co-op? Could I find like a little group of kids that we get together once a week? But I love teaching it mostly with siblings, because if you can learn to get along with siblings, you can learn to get along with just about anybody. So dear friends, I hope this will help you when somebody gives you, either like they're pestering you about how your kids learn social skills. Use the example of the guitar. Like, I would not go to you to teach me guitar if you do not know how to play guitar. So why would we think other children could teach a skill that they do not have quite yet? I think that's hilarious. And I love that I was able to think of that on the spot. I pat myself on the back for that because I think I'm so funny. So anyways, have a great week. I hope this helps anybody who is struggling with social skills, that question coming up, that there is quite a difference between skills and interactions. And if you are wanting interactions, if you truly believe that you can create it, you can create it. So have a wonderful week, friends, and I will talk to you next.